Papa Audio presents Defining Moments in Black History, Reading Between the Lines, by Dick Gregory, read by James Shippey. Most people are scared of books. What I have to say to them is you can burn a book. It can't burn you. Dick Gregory. Introduction. Dickology. Nobody on the planet's got a better memory than a man who is illiterate. When he hits on a woman, since he can't write down her name, number, and address, he's got to memorize it. I wasn't always the smartest man in the room. On October 12th, they closed the schools. I thought they did it for my birthday, since I was born on that day. It made me feel special. I didn't know anything about Columbus Day when I was coming up. I'm amused by that now, but what I've come to learn in my long life is that ignorance is not bliss. It is time-consuming and costly as hell. Case in point, as a boy, I loved cowboy movies and went to see them 3 times a week, with the big show being on Sundays. I could relate to the cowboy because I saw my life in his. In every scene, he wore the same pair of boots, the same jacket, the same outfit. His shoes were not shined. His socks were not clean. I never saw him read a book. Never saw him go to dinner. And I said, "That's me." Cowboys were the biggest sensation on the planet at the time, and I thought I was one of them. But reality quickly set in. After the movie was over and I was leaving, I would walk through the alleys on my way home. I was embarrassed. Although the cowboys wore the same clothes, and that made me feel comfortable in my poverty, I was not fully affirmed because I did not see any black cowboys in the movies. Once the movie was over, I was reminded that I was a poor black boy, and I felt shame. My boyhood shame shaped my life and my beliefs. It made me recognize that you don't buy a Rolls Royce and go back to the ghetto with it. You hang out where Rolls Royce people hang out. Why? Because you violate poor people with the very act of showing them what you have and reminding them of what is out of reach to them. The people in the ghetto are driving around in 20-year-old Fords. If you bring a Rolls Royce around, you obviously embarrass them. This is one of the reasons I'm disturbed by some black ministers, those that flash their excess around their poor congregants and claim it's a blessing from God. Why is God blessing only you? See, Catholic priests, no matter how much money they have, they all wear uniforms. No fancy clothes to make other folks feel bad about their own bargain basement clothing. You couldn't get more flamboyant than Daddy Grace, the founder and first bishop of the United House of Prayer for All People. He and his lover were wearing mink coats before they made them for men. I knew they were women's garb because the coats these guys had on buttoned on the left. And every Saturday, Daddy Grace would come out there and say, "I'm in love with a man. I just can't call his name." And everybody thought he was talking about Jesus. If I had a church and a Rolls Royce, I would park 6 blocks away from the church and put on my robe. As I've matured, I've realized that poverty is nothing to be ashamed of. The way I see it, the poor make a sacrifice for the rich, but that's a whole other story. Although I felt bad about seeing the cowboy movies, while I was watching them, I was transported. I've never been on a horse in my life, literally. I didn't have a horse, but I'd slap my leg and say, "Giddy up, giddy up." And when my mama made me mad, I'd say, "Pow," and point my finger like it was a gun. After that, what were the odds of me growing up and liking nonviolent Martin Luther King Jr.? As a boy, John Wayne was my hero. John Wayne didn't talk about nonviolence. "If you're right and they're wrong, then kill 'em." That's what John Wayne said, and I loved that. Then I had to rethink that whole thing when I got to know King. Now I look at John Wayne and say, "You nasty, violent, ignorant somebody." That's why I say ignorance is not bliss, but costly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?